CBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The world is watching to see if President Trump brings America into Israel's war with Iran. Multiple sources tell ABC News that the president has been given and is considering a range of options by his national security team, including using U.S. military assets to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Consequences could ripple across the area and make American troops targets. Israel wants bunker-busting bombs that only the U.S. has. ABC's Ian Pinnell on the damage so far.
ABC News verifying at least 20 Israeli strikes inside Iran since Friday, including two on nuclear facilities.
The UN nuclear watchdog just now confirming damage at two sites.
The Gaza Health Ministry says seven more people were killed trying to get food after 51 died yesterday when Israeli forces opened fire on Gazans. Hurricane Erica has just formed the Mexico's Pacific coast, eyeing Acapulco, fifth named storm in a busy season. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Another scam is rearing its ugly little head in the city of Green Bay. Sophisticated phishing scams are targeting residents, property owners, and local businesses involving Green Bay City permit applications and board or committee processes. The city is warning that the fraudulent scheme involves emails that appear to come from city officials or departments. The emails use official city logos, addresses, and other legitimate details. They then request urgent payment of thousands of dollars for permit or application review fees. The city is warning residents not to respond to these emails. Don't click on any links or provide personal data. For more details and examples of what the scam emails look like, see the story on our website. Speaking of scams, the new community shelter, a homeless shelter in Green Bay, was the victim of a $90,000 scam. They thought they had received a generous donation. That was not the case. Almost all of the funding for the new community shelter does come from donations from businesses, organizations, and individuals. The shelter's currently raising funds for a housing complex and is also trying to raise its budget to allow the emergency shelter, transitional housing, and community meal program to continue. The early July court dates for Judge Hannah Dugan might be pushed back. The case against the Milwaukee County judge may be delayed as the court considers her motions to dismiss charges. A scheduling hearing is set for today to review the arguments. Prosecutors argue Dugan is not entitled to judicial immunity for allegedly helping an undocumented man evade immigration agents. Her defense team says her actions were official judicial acts protected by centuries of legal precedent. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News, WGBW.FM.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers take on the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, making his second career start for Milwaukee. The Brewers won for 10 last night with runners in scoring position on the way to a 5-3 loss to the Cubs. Pat Murphy.
You look at the box scores tonight. If you look at 15 box scores, there's going to be six teams that are something like that. You got to hit with guys in scoring position, and we didn't.
The Cubs now with a 6.5 game lead over Milwaukee in the NL Central. Hockey, the Florida Panthers skating past the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 to win the Stanley Cup for a second year in a row, 4-2. NFL, the Packers' new president and CEO says there's no immediate plans to renew the contracts of Matt LaFleur or GM Brian Gutekunst. I asked Ed Policy what will be his focus as he takes over.
Keep the Packers in Green Bay. The big things there will be continuing to maintain and evolve Lambeau Field so that it remains not just iconic but also state-of-the-art.
That's the new Packers president, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today with a few showers and thunderstorms around and a high in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then some clearing late, a low close to 60. Partly sunny, warmer, little muggy on Thursday, highs mid-80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
Who wins in war? Billionaires do. We discuss one such billionaire's efforts to buy Wisconsin elections and the lawsuit to stop them with Jeff Mandel and Scott Thompson of Law Forward.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thanks to Ben and Dan Malcourt. Moving with the Malcourts. Man, they've got some phenomenal properties coming up. We're here with John Kramer. Headlines of the Press Times. We're with Rick Pembroke. Pembroke. You did not. I asked Kramer that. And Rick, I want you to introduce our very special guest.
Well, we took on a girl in Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns, and we couldn't be happier. Her name is Kelsey Danae. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
I just want to say, Rick, neither could we as fans. I mean, you performed last night, and that crowd was unbelievable last night. And you performed it before, but I mean, that was already back to the basketball court they were seated in. They just were loving that, the encore. They couldn't get enough of you.
You would be a better judge of this than me, but I don't remember seeing that many people in that park for anything.
And, you know, I am a good judge of that because I sit on my front porch and watch it. We were really surprised. I mean, very pleased, but I think a couple things, right? It's the beginning of summer.
Yeah.
It was perfect weather. Like not good weather. It was perfect.
Yep.
And just the mood was good. The ambiance was great. And, you know, to get Big Mouth and the Power Tools there, the whole night we had a blast, and you were, I just want to say again, you know, I know you a little bit, but you were terrific. And
Thank you. You
never think Big Mouth could get better, but you just add another element to it that makes it unbelievable.
What did I say to you in the middle of that gig a couple of weeks ago? I leaned in and I said, thanks for making us a better band.
I hope you
said
that
to me when I sang with him one time at Jimmy C's.
Oh, so I'm not special, Rick?
No, folks out there in Radio Land, that's not true because trying to get Mino up on my stage for a long time.
Kramer never got me drunk enough.
I pull up to a microphone, I say his name, and he heads for the door. Yeah. You know,
if you want, you know, I was going to say, if you want to clear the room out, there you go.
Tell us about your background. I think it's so great that you're homegrown and you hit the big time coming back with these guys, which is such an incredibly popular band. But tell us the whole transition, because, like, you know Jim's daughter and you guys pretty much followed those same paths. Unfortunately, she couldn't get a job in your business. She had to become a doctor.
She's probably making a little bit more money.
I would say she would have preferred to be in your industry.
Yeah.
Because people like you, it gets in your blood and you absolutely love it and it shows.
Yeah. So I grew up here. I grew up in Ashwaubenon, went through the Ashwaubenon School District, was always in choir and fine arts, solo and ensemble, that kind of stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
Really, you were?
Yeah. Did some community theater and stuff in the Green Bay area. And then I went to school at UW-Stevens Point for musical theater and received my BFA, graduated in 2012. And then I moved to New York. I had never been there until my senior year, and went out with our showcase, and I just fell in love with the city, and I knew that that was where I needed to be. Wow. And, you know, it took me a couple years to kind of get a groove. And I was able to join the Actors Equity, which is the Actors Union, like right out of college, which helped me just get my foot in the door and be in the room. And really grateful for that. And my like first job was actually at the Fireside doing a production of Les Mis. So it brought me back to Wisconsin, which was really fun. And fast forward several years of some regional productions and some readings and stuff in New York, and I was fortunate enough to join the company of Les Miserables. Wow. And I traveled with that show for 2 years prior to the pandemic and found myself at home in 2020. Went back to the show in 2022 and came home last summer to finish some wedding planning. I get married in September, so I'm home for that. Hi, Jacob, if you're listening.
You better be.
Hi to my parents who are also probably listening. And then I knew Mark Jimmis, who is sax player with Power Tool Horns and Big Mouth, who reached out to me saying that they were looking to add a new flavor to the band and if I would be interested. And awesome. The rest is history, I guess.
You know,
so that was important.
Well, we... and about that, we had a rehearsal. We rehearsed at Eshwabanon High School.
And, it was really trippy to be back in that.
And
space.
this girl. So we learned a few tunes, and this girl walks in for the audition, right? And she walks in, says hi, opens up her music, and puts it on a stand, and we go. She did what? You did three tunes, right?
Four.
Three or four? Yeah. Four tunes. And then when she was done, she was like, "Okay, thanks." Clapped her folder shut and left, and she doesn't know it until this very moment, but she was in the band before her front tires hit Willard Drive. Yeah, you know, she left, we all looked at each other like, are you kidding me? Right. Really? Where's the question here? Sign her up.
That says a lot for you, because it's, you're changing, not changing, you're enhancing your band. It's a change for you guys. You guys have been around.
It's
everybody,
a big change. It 38 is. Years worth of... ugly hairy dudes and now
and wow,
you got an ugly hairy woman.
Yeah, no. Cinderella waltz is there.
Your voice is great, but and I'm, you know, Rick, you know this better than anybody, but you just fit the team. I mean, your stage presence is good. You're, you know,
that's really a big part of it, Jim. You know, when you take somebody new on, you got to be a big mouth guy. You got to be an easy hang.
Right, and you can't stand
and
out.
It's tough to fake that.
It is.
You got to be there.
You can't. Yeah, you can't. We knew right away.
Yeah,
but I want to hear, because we have people come in here every Friday. We kind of try to feature local artists. You know, either music or theater, dance, arts. You went to New York, just like 42nd Street. Like I'm gonna be a star.
Yeah, I mean, I...
Wow, by yourself?
By myself.
I'll give you a lot of credit. I mean, that takes a lot of confidence.
Yeah. I mean, I was broke, so there was that. But, like, I knew, I was like, if I don't go there when I'm in my early 20s and fresh out of school, I'm never going to go. It was either then or never. So you might as well just... try it. And if it doesn't work out, and like, I love the city. I don't, at this point, unless I'm working there, I don't really have a desire to go back. And like just live there and have other jobs to pay the bills in between things. But you know, it's, the city, I mean, just like the energy and the vibe and the community. And you see that a lot more like now too. And the arts are just, they're so important and they matter in the stories we tell. So
such an inspiration for young people. We have so many people come through, and we talk about the great. And, you know, whenever we do it, and Jim says, oh, by the way, we got Jacob is listening. Love you, Kelsey.
I almost got the laundry done.
But Jim always talks to them about there had to be somebody. Who was it that inspired you, that certain something that gave you that spark? And more than just a spark, gave you that confidence. Yeah. So who was that person? Who were those people for you? To go from, you're at Valley View or someplace in Eshwabanon, okay? And then you're standing on stage at the Kennedy Center, one of the most prestigious place in the United States to do something like this, much less the world. What's that like? What's that journey like? And who helped along the way?
Oh, gosh. Incredible. I mean, like... every music teacher I had, so like in Valley View, it was Mrs. Carlson, Mrs. Meinl,
Mrs. Minel?
Minel.
Oh. Minel, yeah. Easy job. What? Easy. Yeah. And then, he's going to take credit for you, too. Yeah. So,
yeah. And
you
then,
know he got big mouth started.
I don't know. My mom taught music.
And then middle school, it was Mary Eisenreich.
It wasn't his grandma who taught music because she was in jail. But that's a different story.
Long story.
Yeah, then middle school, Mary Eisenreich taught at Parkview. And then in high school, Teresa Schrupfer taught while I was there. She retired back in 2018. And then, of course, my parents, my family, friends that I've worked with. But yeah, in high school, I got a chance to be a part of like the honors choir, both for classical and jazz, which Jimis actually helped a lot for that because I didn't know how to scat or like do things. So I like workshopped with him a little bit. So that was something new that I got to do. And yeah, it was just also Brent Braco. So he directed like the one act plays and stuff. So started to kind of get involved in like more straight acting, and Mary Eisenreich did the musicals at Ashwaubenon. So yeah, just all these people who invested time and energy to help me like harness talent. And
well, that's the thing. And Ashwaubenon, we've had numerous people from Ashwaubenon on that have really done successful things.
They're directors.
But if you have that interest, if you have that passion and you're willing to put in the work, there are adults out there that will help mentor you for as much as you want. True?
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's just like, it's incredible. And like getting to leave and then come back, and like the connections you make along the way, like the show I did at the Fireside, Mary Ellinger is the music director there, and so I connected with her, and then in 2015 I was back home doing Always Patsy Cline at the Web with her, which was just incredible. And you just never know really like what's gonna happen. And but you know, if I could look back, like I mean I didn't want to go to college and I didn't really know what my career was gonna look like, but if I had to, like, you know, if I got to see, you know, 10-year-old Kelsey face to face, like, I'd be like, you did it.
Yeah.
You made it. And like, even if it's not Broadway, that's cool. Like, everybody's journey is different, you know? And
so tell me about the connecting with Rick and with Big Mouth. I mean, did you follow when you were a kid? Not a kid, but you're a little bit younger. Or
more than a little bit.
Thank you.
I'm older than Rick thought I was.
Okay, well, I do have to get into that, but you're young. Let's just say that. The audition? I mean, what made you say, "Look, did you advertise that you were looking for somebody?" I don't even know how that worked.
No, no. Mark said, "Hey,
oh, I see.
There's someone that we should be interested in," and so it snowballed from there. It happened pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think they thought I was going to question why we were doing that.
Well, Rick, I want to give you a lot of credit. I think
it's a big step.
That just says a lot about you.
Well, whatever it says, you know, the thing about it for me with these guys is that, and I told Mark this morning on the way in, I'm for doing anything that's going to make us a better band.
Yeah.
That's gonna allow us to have more fun. That's gonna allow us to be a more viable product out there, and to reach as many nice folks as we can, which kind of last night proved that.
Oh man, did it!
You know, yeah.
So, what kind of songs will you be doing then? I mean, you mentioned Patsy Cline. You'll be doing some Patsy Cline.
I mean, maybe.
I love Patsy Cline.
I think eventually we'll.
I'm like if I was a singer, I'd be like a male version of Patsy Cline. I'm serious.
Crazy. Oh. I'm crazy for being.
He's crazy.
So
we're going to get him on stage
what
now.
What do you think? Well, not bad, huh?
He dodges me every time, and I just. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable, John.
All right. So, this is why they took my mic away, because I would crack on that. So.
And we take it away again.
Right. And there it goes.
Funny how that goes.
No.
I have to ask you, though, that one, what I said before. You had to, like, you're backstage. Because I used to be a theater. I used to be an actor.
Yeah.
I was, in fact, I don't know my certificate. I was actor of the year at Mesabi State Junior College.
Nine students.
1976. So anyway, I'm just throwing that out there.
One room schoolhouse.
He's turned down. His mic from now on. But when you were backstage, because even when we went to the White, Jim and I have both done little things at the White, you know, guest appearances to promote, you know, during events. And walking on the Widener, and I, you know, I could talk in front of a million people, whatever, and there's no, being on stage at the White, my knees were like shaking. I mean, it was like, it's cool. This is a different world.
Yeah.
And very cool. Sound different and you whatever. So when you were backstage before the curtain went up at doing Les Mis, at the Kennedy Center. Can you tell me what was going through your mind?
Oh my gosh. It's actually the opposite situation for me. If you want me to public speak, like being on the radio, it's different because no one has to see me. But like public speaking terrifies me. Being on stage, there's just something because you're stepping, I'm myself, but you're stepping into the shoes of someone else. Mm-hmm. So when we were at the Kennedy Center, I actually got a chance to go on.
I'm fascinated by your story.
No.
Pay attention to our cues.
I gotcha.
Very quick break. Back with more Kelsey Dene and Rick Pinebreck, the new singer for Big Mouth. Back right after
the Power Tools.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Belen. A little empathy changes everything.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids' activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, do we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back, buddy. The mayor here. Good looking Friday morning. We're with a very special guest, three very special guests. Kelsey Dene, the new singer for Big Mouth. Rick Pinebreck, of course, from Big Mouth. And John Kramer with the Press Times. John, how are you? We didn't talk to you yet.
How are you, John?
All righty. So anyway.
Thanks for coming, John. Thanks for driving.
By the way, we got a great John. John, I'll tell you what, this guy moves up in the military more than anybody I know. Tell us about your new gig with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, buddy.
Well, first and foremost, we know that the Coast Guard Auxiliary is not the military.
Well, kind of.
It's pseudo, but okay. We support active duty Coast Guard.
All right.
But I was assigned to a position at the district level.
Yep.
So, I got a little new insignia. It's not rank. It's an insignia of office, just so we're clear on that. Okay.
But a cool uniform.
Oh, I look great in it.
Okay.
I get to shoot an event this Friday. Down at Active Duty Coast Guard Sector Lake Michigan is having a change of command, so I'm going down there and taking pictures for that.
Yeah, cool.
And then I'll be taking pictures of the change of command at the Mobile Bay up in Sturgeon Bay on the 27th, I think. So.
And keep doing that Packer stuff you do.
Yeah, so I'll be helping out with all the Packer photography, and I'll be helping out with the Packerland publication, our supplement that we put in the paper. Yep. So looking forward to that, and and back in Uptory on that. So
you awesome. Took pictures yeah. last night.
What's that?
You took pictures.
Oh,
last
yeah. Yeah. We'll get some pictures of these guys up on the website and social media and all that jazz. So
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. But it is so nice to not have to look at these guys so much yeah. through my lens, you know, and, you know, you got those nice lenses and you got a nice face to look at. Yeah. So it's
like, I think what's important about
like
you...
taking pictures of me, huh? Before the bandage.
You can barely tell.
Yeah, whatever.
What's important about you, John, is that you went to school at TC. I teach there, and I just think to get a second career, and you're very, very happy with what you've done. I mean, you just seem like you're really digging the whole photography, the digital, everything you're doing.
Well, I have an opportunity to work with you, Jim, and that's what makes it.
Wow.
All right. There we go.
Wow.
And he sits there with his press gazette paper in front of him.
Sorry.
Kelsey,
I get yours, too. Come on every day and buy yours.
I have to ask you, though, as far as what is your number one strength? And obviously, you're in Les Mis, but what do you feel like you could bring to the table more than anybody else?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. That's a tough question. I don't know. I guess I like having fun, and I like at a good time. It's fun to like play off these guys. The sense of humor.
I think
Rick is like clenching his jaw.
I don't want to
shaking his head.
I don't want to answer that for you, but you bring the audience even closer to the Big Mouth. I just think you interact. I mean, I saw you just briefly last night. I was at home ordering.
There is an air
right?
that she
has. Does.
You can tell.
She's got just, that magic.
You can tell, Rick. By sitting in here.
You know, I look over when she's in the middle of a tune and I see her connecting with people in the crowd. And, I mean, that's not something that you can teach. That's here. It's deep in your guts. Yeah. And it's really pretty fun to watch.
Yeah. And I just want to say what Rick said
That's
earlier.
Funny.
Well, now what Rick said earlier, I think you bring is I think you make the team better. And I just think that's
thank you.
The spice.
That's my strength. The spice.
But you know what you gotta do to make everything come first full circle. You gotta perform at the new Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center at
so
the high
I
school.
Have.
Oh, you have? Oh, okay.
Funny enough. Yeah, they built that after I graduated,
right.
Which was like turds, yeah. But you know, also like the first time I got to sing on that stage was when Teresa Schepfer retired, and they invited all the alumni back to sing "Hail to the Ashwaubenon," which is the song that they sing when the seniors graduate, and then there's like they all like come, and she reads all the names of the seniors, and she didn't know all of these alumni were coming, so when we got to that point of the concert, like at least 100. Maybe 150 alumni got up out of the seats and walked up on stage. So she was just like looking like, oh my God, hi. Oh my God, hi. And then this past spring, I actually got the opportunity to sing with the band. They were doing a Back to Broadway spring concert was their theme. And I got to sing on my own with them.
Nice.
So that was really fun. I actually hadn't sang that song since solo and ensemble in eighth grade.
Wow.
I kind of aged out of that. And then I covered Fontaine on the tour. So was singing different material. But yeah, it was, so I've gotten to be on it a couple of times, and
it's
exciting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I get to ask, life on the road on a traveling show, what's that like?
Yeah, it's something else. It depends on which tour you are on. My tour, we were in a category where some of our bigger city circuits, Chicago, DC, Boston, LA, were there for no less than 2 weeks. Oh, wow. So we actually get a chance to kind of like settle in, unpack a little bit. But our show, just being as big as it was, it's still touring. Cannot do less than a week in a city. So for all of the other cities, 1 week, our travel day and our day off is a Monday. So we would do shows Tuesday through Sunday, and then travel to the next city on a Monday. And you're living out of 2 50-pound suitcases. You get a trunk that you can put extra stuff into on a truck. And you kind of make it work. They provide housing and travel. People will pack either kitchen stuff to have in a hotel, or they'll get an Airbnb to kind of feel a little bit more at home.
Sure.
This last stretch, I was driving a lot and had my dog with me. My fiance worked remotely, so like he would come out and visit in some of the cities, and that was nice. And then I actually got to be back at the pack in Appleton last February, and our Fontaine took vacation, so I got to do Fontaine at home at
cool.
the pack, and that was awesome.
That's an interesting life. I mean,
yeah.
it age appropriate, but I mean, that's got to be fun, right? Seeing different cities, meeting people, and yeah, that's pretty
John,
cool.
John, you have a final comment?
Oh. Well, yeah, I wanted Rick to plug some dates he's got coming up.
He's got a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a couple, if that's okay. We are going to be at Ashwaubenon for the food truck rally on Thursday from 5 to 8. That would be tomorrow. Friday, we're up in Sister Bay at DeBoer, Al Johnson's place up there. Saturday at the Wheelhouse in Waupaca. If you've never been to this one, this is a thing to be at.
All right. Yeah, we had the lady on from there.
From there.
Sounds like really cool place.
It is.
But that's awesome. We're out of time. This has been great. Thank you so much, Kelsey. Congratulations. Welcome
home.
Thank you. This is great. Rick, you guys always rock.
Always a pleasure to be here, fellas. Thank you.
John, keep it rocking, huh, buddy? Just keep doing what you do. All right. Well, yeah, we'll give you a mic next time.
He's got the best shirt right now.
He does. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. When a school district doesn't have enough money to operate or build new facilities, they ask for a tax increase through a referendum. Some state lawmakers want to put a stop to that. Joanne Krulatz has more.
At the Capitol, a bill to restrict how school districts could request tax increases through referendums had a public hearing in the Assembly Education Committee on Thursday. Delafield Republican Representative Cindy Duchow says too many districts are asking for more money. She wonders how much money is too much money for school districts. Eau Claire Democrat Christian Phelps says districts are already practicing fiscal responsibility by asking their voters for a tax increase and wondered why Republicans would want to strip local control from schools. The bill is unlikely to be signed by Governor Tony Evers if it makes it through the legislature.
Meanwhile, some state lawmakers are expressing concerns about this proposed legislation to include a plain language explanation for ballot referendums. The legislation specifies that the explanation should be written by the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau, but could be revised by lawmakers afterwards. Critics of the proposal say the legislative majority could have too much control over the process. They also argue that the language of the legislation fails to define exactly what plain language means, and that it lacks an enforcement mechanism to ensure fairness. WGBW has a great newsletter that comes out about twice a week. It has stories of local interest, state news, and sometimes even commentary. There's always something interesting to check out or listen to. Go to WGBW.fm to sign up today. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pop singer Neza might have gone to her last Dodger game. At least that's what she says. If you're wondering why, it's because she was told to sing the Star Spangled Banner in English, but decided to sing it in Spanish anyway. This all happened last Saturday on the day of the No Kings protest taking place all over the country. The singer posted a TikTok video of a Dodgers executive telling her to sing it in English and then part of her performance, which was in Spanish. For what it's worth, it was received with enthusiastic applause. The Pit is a hit for Max, and fans of the intense medical drama will be happy to know that season 2 production is underway. According to Variety, the show stars Noah Wiley as an ER doctor. Sound familiar? It was renewed in February. The Pit takes place at the fictitious Pittsburgh Trauma Medical Hospital. Wiley also executive produces the show alongside John Wells, who executive produced NBC's ER. Season 2 of The Pit will premiere in January 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today with a few showers and thunderstorms around and a high in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then some clearing late, a low close to 60. Partly sunny, warmer, little muggy on Thursday, highs mid-80s.
It's 69 degrees right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will join us. More stories coming out after the fall of Roe versus Wade. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Milwaukee Brewers at Chicago Cubs tonight, 6:30 on WISS. So we'll have that one for you coming your way from Appleton and Oshkosh. By the way, Blake Shelton, 49 years old today. Isabella Rossellini, 73. Carol Kane, 73. And Paul McCartney, 83 years old. But looks good, doesn't he?
Yes,
he does.
Also
he really does.
Extremely wealthy. And I think that's cool when you have that kind of money, that kind of, and he still performs.
Yeah.
I think that's giving back. He doesn't, shouldn't have to, but nope. he's
that's fantastic.
Did you see him?
I did not.
Okay, yeah.
I actually got pummeled on people for saying this. I was never a Beatles fan.
Yeah.
I was in their later years with like the white, like back in the USSR and those kinds of songs.
That didn't do it.
Those songs did. I didn't like their like pop stuff.
Really?
Yeah, she loves you.
Yeah. Oh man.
I was never into that.
See, when they
even Wings, Paul McCartney and Wings, I wasn't into that.
That Wings thing I could take or leave. But
I kind of like George Harrison as a soloist.
No. See, yeah. I'm back. When they performed at the Waverly, remember that guy was the other guy in here a couple times, and they had three change sets. Though they dressed, you know, the Yellow Submarine was one of them. But they started I like the first set the best. I just because that's all the original and that we love. You're just talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, wow. Yeah.
Really? I'll be honest with you. When I mentioned that, there are a lot more people that kind of came out of the woodwork said, "Mino, I never wanted to say it." But I wasn't a huge Beatles fan either.
Oh, yeah, no. I wasn't one of them. No.
Quick pull. I'm talking about the early.
I much prefer the early Beatles.
Because I can do the thing now. I got my little app thing or whatever you call it. So I can see if people text.
Oh.
So I'm gonna do this. Hang on. I'm gonna do this.
Did you have to buy it or Civic buy it for you? How'd you get
it? I have no idea. I don't know. Yeah. I know nothing.
All right, so Beatles, yes or no, that's too broad.
Yeah.
You gotta
all
do
that,
something.
No. What's we gotta put? How can we put that?
Early Beatles, yes or no?
Okay. Yeah. Beatles pre 1970.
Okay.
Beatles. Yeah. Yeah. Or
mine's
no.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And mine is no. So
yeah, okay. we are
cancel each other out right off the bat. Right. Con.
I mean, I didn't really listen to it.
Okay.
I was born in 1999. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Con?
You don't need to hear that.
The Civil War was over the time I was born, but I can tell you who all about it and who won. Okay? Just throwing that out there. So,
there
yeah.
You go.
Yeah. Texas, all that before 1970. Yes or no? Jesse, Beatles before 1970. All that, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay,
I like
Jesse,
that Beatles.
No, he does.
That's good. I thought he was going to say what Con said. I wasn't even born, you know. So this Big Mouth and
yeah, was, that's exciting, isn't it?
And man,
is she great?
And that I'll give that band a lot of credit.
All right, here we got Cowboy Dave says, "What are you, John? Some kind of a communist?" Yes, for the Beatles.
All right, Cowboy Dave. But for them to play all those years and then add someone. I don't know if risk is the right word, but it's just, you got to step back a little bit, your ego, and say, wait a minute.
Yeah,
we're going to share the stage.
And, I agree.
But like he said, she auditioned and she wasn't even two blocks away until they voted her in. Jim,
you're looking for somebody to come and you look at the resume and says, Les Mis, right. Kennedy Center.
Like, yeah. New York, right.
Well, we need to hear a little something.
Yeah, you think she's that good? Yeah.
Yeah. Brian says Stones were better than the Beatles. Williams says, yes.
We're not doing the Stones.
We're tied.
Beatles.
Well, he means, yeah, the Beatles were not as good as the Stones.
That's not the question.
With that. Wouldn't you agree?
Who do you think was better?
Stones or Beatles?
Those people who changed the question, you know what I mean? Like,
they're not.
Yeah, the question is,
I don't think they
did. You like the Beatles pre 1970?
Yeah.
Their old stuff. Mm-hmm. And my answer is yes. No. Jesse said yes. The lights are just lighting up. Yes, 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 yes.
Are there? Some bulbs must be out. I don't know. Some bulbs must be out. But also, it is, we mentioned sushi day.
Yes.
All right. And picnic day. When's the last time you went on a picnic?
I you know what? When I saw that, first of all, sushi, I took a class on how to make sushi. With the seaweed and rice. And that. Do you like sushi?
No.
Oh,
I don't dislike it. I just if somebody said, "Hey, we're definitely going to go out for lunch,"
yeah,
and they said, "You want to go get a cheeseburger?" Yeah. You want to go get a nice chef salad? Yes. You want to go get a fill in the blank? Yes. You want to go get sushi? No.
Yeah, I might answer it that way too. Anyway, that sushi.
Greg, by the way, in Appleton says, it's the band that changed the world, Mino.
There you go. That's right.
And then Brian says, changing the topic midstream. Have you even heard this show, Jim?
Okay. You're right, Brian. But that sushi, I just don't see that as a meal. It's always
meal,
been like an appetizer for me.
Yes.
And that's, but it, yes. It's you can make such a variety, and I don't know.
Yes,
I like
with
it.
That.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
Okay, so, but no, the picnic thing. I bought. Get this. You have done a million auctions like I have. They had a picnic basket that was in the an auction and had the, and it was a real picnic basket. Like,
oh, I know they look cool.
I bought it, and I went. So that was the last time we went on a picnic, and it had the little checkered tablecloth, and you put it on a ground.
But where would you even go on a picnic these days? Is there some hillside with lilies and right. and stuff and a nice shade tree and you lay out the blanket and you have a transistor radio and
thermos? You could just go to a
do
a
they
waste.
Even make thermoses anymore?
That's all part of it. You don't have to sit at the picnic table. I mean,
that way I know, but where would you go? Where is there a
wayside,
nice
spring? Any I don't know, Lily Lake, any place.
Then you'd be at a picnic table.
I'm saying that was my point. Is you don't have to sit at the picnic table.
And you're sitting in the parking lot. You're sitting in the hood of your car.
Yeah, you're right. There's that.
When you envision the picnics, the old fashioned picnics of being outdoors under this really nice tree on this lush hillside.
Yeah.
Where would you go?
Well, I guess like maybe you could have a picnic like if you go to Heritage Hill with a gazebo and listen to music. You could do a picnic even last night, right, at St. James Park and listen. Because you don't have to sit in a bench or in a lawn chair. You can sit on the ground with your little picnic.
Okay.
I mean, you're right. It's not like this is a place for picnics.
The movies make picnics.
They do.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. But they're fun. They're different. You make the little sandwiches. I think, I don't know. I don't know if I doubt I even have that anymore. But it was really cool. They had the little straw, the little like
wicker.
Yeah, the little that your plates sit on, little wicker thing. It's just it had everything.
And they probably got the little things where you snap them in,
right? And the little handle that you have to carry it. It was a really cool picnic basket. And I was like, I don't even know if I'm sure they still make them. I haven't seen them, but that's a throwback, right?
Yeah,
to go on a picnic. So. But it's picnic day. Is that what
it's
they encourage?
Day.
That? Okay, so
I'm just saying. I bet I haven't been on an outdoor picnic outside of a picnic table type thing since I was like 8 years old. And you know where we would go? Actually, you want to know the greatest place for a picnic within 150 miles of here? The shores of Lake Superior.
Yeah,
okay, and I'm sure Door County probably has it too. But that used to be fun when you're a kid, and your dad would have those old coolers that weighed. They're all aluminum and whatever,
right?
And you'd have that. and he'd have a couple of bottles of beer, and we'd have a couple of bottles of pop, and mom made sandwiches and a nice pasta salad.
You don't grill out with picnics. It's like it's the sandwiches and the, like you said, the pasta salad and maybe some fruit.
Yeah.
That's just a throwback. It's not charcoal. It's not
which was
marshmallows.
Great.
Yes.
And then Brian says a good thing is those baskets come with linens.
Actually, they do.
They really do.
They really do. They really do.
They really do.
Well, thanks for pointing that out, Brian. But this is true. Yeah, maybe picnic. We should probably. Yes. People should go on a picnic. It's because it's not the same as grilling out. It's simple. More simple. Is that the right word? Simpler?
Anyway. And I'm not a huge fan. I told you this. You know, I slept in a tent probably every other night growing up outside. So we had our tent set up all the time. So we slept outside. And like we'd have our charcoal grill or whatever. And going to these parks where there's like a lot of people to grill out and sit amongst them. I'm not into that.
And how clean is that grill?
I know.
And that's the beauty of picnics. It's self-contained. Right. And I don't know what kind of sandwiches, peanut butter jelly, if you like that. Not Braunschweiger, like the ham salad, you know?
Yeah. I love that.
Pickles
ham
in there?
Spread? Yeah. Oh, my God. I used to help my mom and dad make that.
That is good stuff.
You get the big hunk of bologna.
Yep.
And then you get the pickles. And you got, had the old-fashioned grinder.
So
it'd be hooked up to the kitchen table.
Yeah. And,
we would grind
the sealer to hold it there so it wouldn't move around.
I think onion, maybe. Onions pickles, and ham.
No doubt.
Yeah. Oh,
that
I would do that today. I would eat that today.
Those are great sandwiches.
Those are phenomenal sandwiches. Yeah. Boy, you know what I had last night? So Dom always gets me one of my favorite things in the world, Cerugi's white chocolate. Okay? For Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'll tell you what I'm putting on it that is so amazing. I'm buying that 100% natural peanut butter. Okay? It's made purely out of peanuts. You put that on the white chocolate from Cerugi's, mind-boggling.
I think, isn't that called the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup?
Whatever you want to call it. It's fantastic. Did you see the new thing, though? I think it's Nestle's. They're coming out with healthy candy bars.
Oh, I don't like.
I saw it on the news last night. National news. They're coming out with trying to come up with healthy candy bars now.
Okay, good. We got somebody doing marketing.
If they can make those taste the same,
that's what I'm just saying.
It's like Bud Light. Whoever thought your dad or my dad would have drank, what's a light beer? You're drinking Pabst, you're drinking Bosch, you're drinking whatever. And then all of a sudden somebody says, hey, you know what? You're not going to get as chunky with this.
Yeah.
And they've made billions of dollars.
Yeah, okay, I would be interested in the taste. Is it out, or is it just something they're looking at?
I think it's coming out, real soon.
Really? Okay.
Really, really soon.
Healthy candy bar.
Healthy candy bars.
You know, why not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they'll probably, if they don't taste like chocolate, people are...
I agree. But I bought a dark chocolate the other day.
Yeah.
Can't stand it.
No.
But it's really good for you.
Yeah, it is.
So I ate it because, actually, I put that peanut butter on it then, too, and some butter. But the thing is...
for the healthy.
Yeah. But the thing is, if they can come up with something like a dark chocolate that's healthy, that tastes like milk chocolate, I think it's going to be unbelievable.
It's the sugar.
But they're doing something, Jim. I'm just telling you.
I don't know. Because good, healthy chocolate doesn't taste good.
No, it does not.
So what makes you think a healthy candy bar is going to taste good? We're going to buy them when they come out. I'll buy them. We're going to come here and do a taste test right on the radio because it is not going to taste like a milk chocolate. Maybe
Convoy.
It will.
Convoy.
Yeah.
What are you doing today?
Well, if they're not out yet, don't send them.
You're going to every store you can find to try to find healthy candy bars for us.
Are you talking like zero sugar candy bars?
Yeah.
They have those out.
They do?
Yeah. So, they have them in the candy aisle.
What are they called?
How are they selling?
Well, I mean, they got
they're still there.
You know, their usual Hershey's, those little ones, but zero sugar in it. Or like a Butterfinger with zero sugar, too.
Okay, so they're already out now, then.
Yeah.
I heard they're flying off the shelves.
I've tried the Hershey's one. It's not that good.
Who asked you?
I'm just giving you my opinion.
I mean, he comes in here, thinks he can just take over the show.
Yeah, get back to real estate. Go back to
it. Turn your mic off.
Yeah.
Now, turn it off.
Turn it.
Brian says, sorry, I slept in and got snarky a little bit late today.
Well, you're there. At least you're there, Brian. That's
got this one from William. I was in a Beatles cover band in 1967, playing events for money at the age of 13.
That was the
girls
early
like
Beatles,
you,
right?
William.
Exactly,
yeah,
right?
I got a gig this week. Wow. All right. Back after this.
devil. Love me, hate me, know me, and then you can figure out the bag I'm in. I am everyday people.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, here's Jeff Levering.
Thanks, Gina Della from Pella. What a beautiful day to have new windows and doors installed.
Every day is beautiful because Pella installs year-round during all seasons.
It's so hard to guess that next pitch. The customizations seem endless.
And it doesn't have to be super expensive. Pella has a product line for every budget.
And if it is time for a major upgrade, rest easy by scoring no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. 6/30/2025.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Are you tired of so-so pizza that's not clean food and nutritious? Want great-tasting pizza that everyone will really love? Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria is the place for you. They're more than your ordinary pizza place. Josephine's Pizza makes food as it should be. They care about what your family eats, so they use sauce, cheese, and flour that is non-GMO in their old-world recipes. Your dinner plans are easy when it includes Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria in Green Bay on Glendale Avenue across from St. John's the Baptist Church.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
98.
They got some guys at the Rockers that hit 100.
Yeah.
I mean, believe that?
Well, they were even talking about that. The announcers were talking last night about how in the last 10 years... After all these years of big, you know, it's almost like, you know, they talk about the mile run.
The 4 minute mile.
The 4 minute mile.
You break that down.
Nobody can do it. Nobody can do it. Nobody can do it.
23 guys in
one and then
year.
One guy does it and boom.
Yeah.
It's almost like such a psychological thing. But they were talking about that last out of the College Baseball World Series, how you never used to see.
No.
I mean, maybe you talk about a Nolan Ryan, you know, or Randy Johnson or, right. You know, those kind of guys. And there were, you know, a few of them. Every college team has that now.
That's, I don't know what it is. What is it? You think it's really psychological? Or you think we got better equipment, better training, better, not steroids, but like better nutrition and all that?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't.
Because it does happen. You're right. I mean, it's something that's changed in 20, 25 years.
But on the negative, and we could talk with Mark Houston about that, and the Brewers
getting burned out
are perfect example. These elbow problems, you know, that happen. And you almost wonder if the human body, you know, maybe, you know, they evolve.
For a little while, we'll let you do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Then you're back to...
And your human body isn't built for that on a regular basis. I don't know. I mean, that's what I find. I really do it. And when Mark comes in here,
I would like to sit for 2 hours and just ask him a whole bunch of questions. I think sports medicine is so fascinating these days.
What I'd like to talk to him about is, the guys were on from the Bell and right? What, they have 8,000-9,000 people. You know, at 1 year, 18 was. But it's not like those kind of runs are tapering off. But you know what's growing are these crazy runs, these ultra marathons.
Oh, yeah.
That 50-mile thing, I think, is sold out.
I gave up on that. I couldn't even get in.
I just, is the human body built for 50 miles?
I know.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just, not but my,
is
mine's
the human
not.
Arm built to throw consistently 100, at 100 miles an hour?
Yeah. And
these poor young guys, I mean, they get, they're so excited. I mean, the Brewers with a couple of their guys.
Yeah.
Man, it just.
It's interesting. And, we both talk about health a lot. I don't know if we're doing as much as we should, but, at the end of the day, that's really all that matters is your health.
Yeah.
Because we both have friends who are that are younger than us that are in not great.
I know.
So that's why I don't want to throw pitches at 100 miles an hour. I don't want to run 50 miles. I want to take care of my body.
Are you sure? Hey, I'm telling you though, that pickleball thing, I'm going to talk about that some more, man. Okay, I enjoyed that down at Oshkosh at Pickles and Bags.
Yep. And that's good exercise. It's not crazy exercise,
right?
Though, right. I mean, it's just, and didn't he say in singles you can only use like one half the court? So it's not like you're running like tennis is crazy.
And the good thing is, too, like in tennis, 90% of the time you're chasing a ball that went past you or something or rolled to a fence and you go run and pick up all the balls.
Mm-hmm.
With this, it seems so much more self-contained that it's you're not wasting time running around.
It's not ping pong, but it's not tennis. It's like in between.
Yeah.
The volleys can go 10.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
10 times.
Yeah, I'm taking that sport up.
Are you?
Yeah,
you were good. I mean,
I'm a natural athlete.
Okay. What? Here, I just try to give him a compliment, and he just has to pile it on. Yeah, you know what, Jim? I did I tell you I was
Convoy? Yeah, I thought of you yesterday.
What was that?
Well, I thought of you. I was watching a thing with Trey Wingo from ESPN.
Okay.
Talking about how how golf can literally, you have to accept it or it'll drive you a little bit insane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
his first nine, he was like 3 under. It's like, oh my God,
I
can do this. Next thing, 8 bogeys and a double bogey in a row. And then, in his last shot of the day, he chipped in for a birdie. So it's like you go from, I got this down to, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, I hate this too.
Then,
oh man, when are we going to play again?
Because
that one shot. Isn't that the truth?
There's something
you
about
always come
that.
Back.
It does. It keeps you in the game. It just, yeah.
That one shot
can
make all the difference in the world.
Yeah,
I've never seen a sport like that.
Isn't bowling kind of like that? Like when you bowl, when you personally bowl, do you bowl?
No.
Because you can bowl a gutter ball and you can bowl a strike. It's like, okay, it shouldn't be that. That shouldn't happen. You should.
No disrespect, Jim. I don't think a lot of grown men roll gutter balls. Just be honest. You think it's wide enough and you just kind of.
That's a long ways, John. It's a long ways down there and you get the spin on and it's more complicated than you think.
Really?
Yeah.
I've bowled once in probably 25 years, maybe 30. Mm. I'll bet you we could go bowling and I won't roll a gutter ball.
I'll take you on that.
Okay.
I'll do that. Did we go bowl? We went bowling 3 years ago.
Who did?
You and I.
No, we didn't.
Didn't we all go bowl at the new community shelter thing? And
I wasn't there.
Oh, because that was when we first started.
Yeah.
That was like the first week into.
Week.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't there.
No, I wasn't there.
Just the old gang was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That wasn't you. I'll take you on in bowling. And I'll do that. I'm not for the score. It's just that you will bowl, 10 frames and you. In one of those 10 frames, and you can have those bumpers in there, John.
No.
This is, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'll take you on
okay.
that. Yeah. And I'll.
What's the wager?
I don't know, but I'm going to, what do I have to do?
Do you have your own ball?
No.
Do you have your own shoes?
No. Right. I wouldn't admit if I did. Right. I think I'll beat you.
I don't.
What do you bowl? 100? You don't even know how
I don't know. I think I would be, if I was really good, I'd be like a 140.
You're not going to bowl a 140.
I could bowl a 140.
Okay, now that's a bet. I'll take.
I'm bowling a 140.
You ain't going to bowl a 140. Okay, that's fine. We're going to set that up. I'll do that when he gets back.
We're doing it.
I'm in. Okay, I'm in. I'm good. In. I'm all in. Right, I'm in. I'll fine. Bowl. Okay, okay, cool.
And then we're playing pickleball.
All right. Okay. We got that we're committed to it.
All right. That's so, fine.
All right. We're going to.
Con, your witness?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Conroy, thanks for being here.
Yes. Of course. Con, you here tomorrow? You're here tomorrow. All right, cool.
All week.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you still do Schwabes?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Thanks for being here, Conroy.
Of course.
Thanks for a great lineup of guests. Everybody back tomorrow. Boy, we're just looking at our lineup. We got a great list.
Good tomorrow. You want to just rattle some of this off or just let them wait?
We're going to let them wait.
Okay.
Because maybe they won't like the people and they won't tune in. See you tomorrow, everybody. See ya.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Sources tell ABC News President Trump is considering recommendations from his national security team, including giving Israel American military assets for its war with Iran, a risky move not just militarily.
Deepening America's involvement could also be politically risky. The president pledged to stop all wars. Even some Republicans are cautious, and Democrats pushing for the U.S. to step back.
People suing Purdue Pharma are waiting to hear from a judge today about the settlement. ABC's Jim Ryan.
Every U.S. attorney general has signed off, and now a bankruptcy judge will decide the next step in the $7 billion settlement against Purdue Pharma and its owners, the Sackler family. Purdue's opioids are blamed for thousands of overdoses in the past 30 years. The judge is expected to give the plaintiffs until September 30th to vote on whether to accept or reject the offer.
Dead at 55, Food Network star Ann Burrell found unresponsive in her New York City home. This is ABC News.